Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Now, two major national stories and the interesting ways they're playing out here in Massachusetts in the halls of Beacon Hill.
There is, of course, the shooting death of Trayvon Martin and Florida's Stand Your Ground law. A very similar bill has been proposed in the Massachusetts legislature. More on that in just a moment.
The other big story this week is the Supreme Court challenge to the National Affordable Health Care Act. A major issue in that case, the individual mandate that would require all Americans to purchase health insurance. That idea was first put into practice right here in Massachusetts. And some lawmakers want this state to push health care reform to the next level. They've introduced a bill that would bring a single-payer system to the Bay State.
Given the pitched battle heard in the Supreme Court, you might think pushing for a single-payer system anywhere in America is a laughable idea. And the bill's sponsor would be the first to agree with you that this legislation is not going anywhere this year.
But Democrat Jamie Eldridge remains hopeful, especially when he looks just north of the Massachusetts border to Vermont, which has passed a single-payer system.
Senator Jamie Eldridge represents Acton. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Senator Eldridge.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, is this Massachusetts legislation for a single-payer system, is it modeled after the plan in Vermont?
Well, I filed the bill before it passed in Vermont, but it is the same model, a single-payer model, Medicare for all, if you will, that would basically take out health insurance companies and provide direct reimbursement from the government to doctors and other healthcare providers.
It would take out health insurance companies here in Massachusetts.
There would be no role for third-party providers.
So no third-party providers, which means the big insurance providers we have in the state now, including, say, Blue Cross Blue Shield, if this legislation were to pass, would no longer be in existence here?
That is possible, though I will say in Vermont, what Blue Cross and Blue Shield is going to do up there is probably become a nonprofit provider of single payer. So there are different ideas, but essentially you're correct.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit more than how this would be administered. You're saying that really the government would make direct payments to healthcare providers. Is that right?
Exactly. It would be a right. So despite what some people think, it is not a right in Massachusetts. We have almost universal healthcare, but it is not a right. So this would make it a right, just like, say, the right to public education for children.
Okay, so the big question in a single payer plan is how are you going to pay for it?
Well, it's important to remember that with single payer, that eliminates the employer and employee premiums, and the way it's funded is through a couple of taxes. So there would be a payroll tax of 10%, and then there would be a 12.5% tax on unearned income, which is usually income that the wealthy pay.
And are you talking capital gains there?
Capital gains, dividends, and interest, yes.
But a payroll tax, does that not disproportionately have an impact on lower income earners?
Well, Massachusetts has a fairly progressive income tax in the sense there's a personal exemption for those who are less well off. The point being that, you know, everyone, I think, needs to contribute some to what would be a right to health care. So I think it's fair.
Okay. I've got to ask you, though, here in Massachusetts, we have almost 100% coverage as it is. I mean, the Massachusetts health care reform has brought us to about 98%+.
Right.
That's been a long, hard slog just to even get to this point. It sounds like your proposal for a single payer system would just sort of throw that all away.
Many people, including Massachusetts, are unhappy with their health insurance. You know, the biggest constituent service that I provide to the constituents I represent are people who are being eliminated from their health insurance company because they get laid off or disqualified from MassHealth because they make more than a certain amount of money. It's an incredibly wasteful, inefficient system. And this would make sure you always have health care and much better health care in terms of preventative health care and other services.
But on the other hand, your colleagues on Beacon Hill are going to be considering some major pieces of legislation that are dealing with cost control in the health industry overall. I mean, people have been talking for quite some time that we expect to see a kind of global payment scheme to be adopted in Massachusetts, in which basically healthcare providers are given a pot of money, and that pot of money is what they get to manage the health of patients. I mean, that is one take where cost control comes from the ground up, whereas Medicare for all, as you've described it, is kind of the philosophical opposite. It's the government negotiating with doctors saying, here's what you can and maybe here's what you can't do.
It's really, I mean, global payment is really the same thing, actually, as single payer. It's direct reimbursement to doctors and nurses who are making the healthcare decisions that are best for their patients. The savings on the single payer side is you don't have the health insurance companies, you don't have the wasteful billing, you don't have the marketing, the excessive salaries of some of the CEOs of the health insurance companies. All healthcare dollars would go to healthcare.
Well, but in the federal Medicare program, for example, the government goes so far as to even set rates. And that's one of the things that doctors just really great against. So, mm-hmm. I mean, would your bill do that, set rates in Massachusetts?
It would, and I agree that some of those rates are too low. The idea behind single payer is to make the rates such that they properly compensate doctors for their work, so it would be a fair rate.
How many years have you filed this legislation so far?
This is the first time I'm the lead sponsor, but I've been a co-sponsor ever since I was first elected in 2002. So it's been 10 years.
I imagine the insurance companies get their hackles up with the thought of you and this bill eliminating them off the face of the earth, and doctors themselves and hospitals maybe even. Have they come knocking at your door saying, hey, this is too much. Let's be happy with what we have in Massachusetts right now, which is, as we said, as we stand, 98%+ coverage.
They have not come knocking at my door.
Is it because they don't take you seriously? Or?
Well, I think they realize that it's not a political reality at the Statehouse right now. It's a longer building project. But, you know, what they do is they come to a Financial Services Committee hearing to oppose, you know, further healthcare mandates for hearing aids or cochlear implants, all the sort of healthcare needs that are really not being met in Massachusetts with the health insurance system that we have, and is sort of an example of the flaws of a private health insurance system.
So, Senator Eldridge, I wonder, we're having this conversation, obviously, in the middle of a historic case that's happening
yes.
in the Supreme Court about the National Affordable Care Act. Is your bill a case of Massachusetts once again taking the lead on this, or, forgive me, but for lack of a better term, kind of a pipe dream?
Well, I'd be the first to admit that the bill is not going to pass into law this year. It's a long-term building project. But you look at what happened in Vermont. You know, someone who ran for governor in that state said, I'm going to pass single payer. Governor Shumlin has effectively done that in Vermont. So I think if we saw more leadership, more bold vision from all of my colleagues, including the governor, maybe we could get to that kind of model.
Acton State Senator Jamie Eldridge, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.